Now let's switch gears and go to the KRDO Newsline and say hello to Yolanda Avila, who is from the City Council, District 4. Yolanda, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We got a lot to talk about in our monthly chat, and we appreciate your time very much.
My pleasure, Dan, and I'm glad because I'm the proud representative of District 4.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, let's begin with this. Yesterday, Council voted 5-4 to deny rezoning for the controversial Garden of the Gods development project. You were one of only four votes to approve. Talk about that decision.
Well, you know, we have a housing crisis, and I think unless you're like really seeing and having that experience of not being able to find housing, we're not seeing how valuable it is. And so it was a tough decision. It wasn't just, I was really thinking about it, but the city, the fire marshal and the police department have all been working on an evacuation plan and as well as fire mitigation. And so I thought it was so important that we have that additional, the apartment dwelling, so a variety of people could get into that area in Northwest Colorado Springs.
Well, it is definitely something we'll be watching, and something else that's affecting your district. State district lines are being redrawn, and the community that you represent impacted severely. So talk about what's being done and what will happen when this state district line gets redrawn.
Well, as the draft stands now, it's pretty scary. My district, which is comprised from Platt is my northern boundary, and Drennan Road, well, now it's the airport, all the way down there, is my southern boundary. But what's happening with the four, and it's a little further north for what now is District 17, where Tony Exum represents us as our House representative. And what they want to do is draw a line of Fountain Boulevard, which goes east to west. And anything south of Fountain Boulevard would be connected to downtown and the Broadmoor. And anything north of Fountain Boulevard would be connected to all the way up to Austin Bluffs. And so as you can see, there's really contrasting priorities that would exist within the area. And so I'm afraid that the voice of the Southeast Colorado Springs would be diluted and kind of silenced. So
wow.
It's really concerning. I'm encouraging people to go this Saturday at noon, Pikesville Community College at the atrium, and voice their opinions, their ideas, and concerns about these redistricting lines.
Okay, so that's coming up on the 28th at Pikesville Community College.
Right,
okay.
And you can go in person, and also you can go online.
Okay.
I don't have the online for you, but yeah, there's different ways you can voice your opinions.
And yesterday, Council approved the Tabor retention to go on to the ballot. What's your position on that, and why is it important?
You know, this is the mayor's brainchild, and I have to really celebrate him for doing this, to create something sustainable with this Tabor overage. And to, you know, fires are coming. It's not if we're going to have a fire, it's when, right? And we need to do everything that we can to mitigate that as every season gets warmer and warmer. Every month I hear, it's like, this has been the hottest month in the whole world. So I'm really excited. I'm hoping that the voters do vote for this because it's important, and that way we stay on top of it.
Will the language on the ballot, do you think that'll be a big, important factor, won't it?
I think it will. It will be. And I'm really grateful that the citizens voted to let us have more than 30 words
yes.
to explain what we're going to do with that that $20 million. And so the $20 million will be like an investment, and we'll use up to 5% of it annually to mitigate the fires.
Yeah. Well, the lots of great input here today. We unfortunately are out of time right now. Next time you're on, I want to definitely talk about your Southeast Community Plan. It's little plans that are customized just for that area. And unfortunately, we don't have enough time to talk about that right now. But in the future, let's get on and dive right into it.
I look forward to it, Dan. Have a great evening.
You do the same, Yolanda. Thank you so much.